welcome back.
Hello, it's Monday, October 10th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 26. Check out DreamStation.cc for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. You can email us questions, comments, or audio clips, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. And with us today, we have Bob.
Hi.
Tom.
May the force be with you.
And Keith.
That was a good one.
That was a pretty good one.
I don't have anything that witty.
Today, we will be discussing what's new at Dream Station, Arnold signing the video game bill, the Xbox 360 launch titles, Halo gets a major name, Jay Allard says Sony should be nervous, Microsoft is in cahoots with modders, Nintendo's Wi-Fi innovations, the PSP firmware 2.0 was cracked, there's been a PSP virus, Madden for the PSP, Day of Defeat source review for the PC, Factor Crap, our forum question, and our mailbag. That's kind of a lot.
Next topic.
Getting into housekeeping. I'm back. The show last week was obviously without me, berating and the making fun of and stuff.
Shouts of joy at your return.
It's a funny vacation story, Chris.
I mean, Disney kind of sucked. It was for little kids. It was better than I thought it would be, but it wasn't very good. Lack of internet access was really, really hard to deal with. PSP and my DS got an awful lot of playing time. Heather actually mentioned it, that Nintendo needs a theme park. You could have, like, Mario Mushroom Land and everything, and it wouldn't be that hard to do.
That's not a bad idea.
So, yeah, I mean,
but
you get
be in Japan.
It would be a cool idea.
I'd make a good Mario.
I work down in the GTA theme park over on Euclid, between Euclid and Chester.
GTA theme park. It's very realistic. The bullets hurt sometimes, too. For those of you who do not live in Cleveland, let's just say that the area Tom mentioned has a little bit higher crime rate than probably what you're used to. I guess the only semi-sort of funny story was that when you go to the Japanese hibachi in Japan land over there in Epcot Center, don't throw the Japanese waitresses off by asking questions like, do we get our sushi as an appetizer before the meal? Because they have no idea what you're talking about. They just smile and say, yeah, yeah, appetizer, appetizer, and they don't know what you're talking about. I put some pictures on my website. One of the funnier things was...
That totally looks like Master Shake on the McDonald's thing. These captains are actually pretty funny. Things like, that's Grotto in there.
Moving on.
Yeah, getting into the actual housekeeping. Apparently we screwed up the DS price drop we talked about a couple weeks ago. The price drop that happened in the UK that we were saying was going to happen in the US. I guess it already happened in the US, and then the UK got it after us. So, sorry. The Space Pirates DVD contest prizes have been sent out. I've gotten confirmation from the first and second place, and they will be sending me Video Madness shortly. For those that wanted to know, the secret Nintendo prize was a children's Cubone Pokemon costume. It wasn't anything good. It was just a secret prize. I didn't tell you that.
It was a prize.
I feel kind of bad, because I threw a bunch of random stuff in these guys' boxes. So, I mean, they got everything from City of Heroes comic books to Cubone costumes for little kids to, like, any Mario keychains or whatever that I had around. Something is better than nothing. Our second place prize winner, I had mailed him a UMD of Viva La Bam Season 1, and it turns out that Viva La Bam wasn't inside of it. It was Spider-Man 2, and I actually need that back. To mail it back to me. I do. I suck. I'm sorry. I got to find something else to hook him up with. He's been a really good sport, Neil. NeilyWorks.com. Gamertag Radio is going to have an Xbox kind of awards in November. More info will be presented as it comes, but we will be presenting one of the awards as helping out with some of the audio tomfoolery. Again, in housekeeping every week, what we do is we just throw all of the stuff that isn't quite big enough to fit into its own full news topic, as well as clarify all of our tons and tons of errors that we have every week. In the podcast, it was funny because, we were talking about you guys were ripping on me or whatever. So then in the forums, Tom said something. So, this is coming from a guy in Tom's signature file. He has, like, his PC and its specs and, like, what stuff's in it. So that's kind of the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, let's fess up. Battlefield 2 is patched, version 1.03. I have not yet played it, but they fixed a bunch of bugs. They fixed some memory leakage, added a 64-player map that was in Battlefield 1942, Wake Island. I will give my impression sometime in the future. Have any of you guys played it yet or no?
Wait, what are we talking about again?
And we normally don't talk about upcoming games, but I'm just going to spit out some of the stuff. These are either games that I like and have been playing quite a bit, or games that are upcoming that I think are going to be pretty good, so... PSP Virtua Tennis is really good. Hot Shots Golf, Burnout Revenge, ESPN Hockey, Day of Defeat Source I talked about, America's Army, Castlevania, Trauma Center, NBA Live 2006, Serious Sam 2, Quake 4, and briefly, Quake 4 Core got a review done in PC Gamer magazine. It got a 70%. Id Software holding up its tradition of really crappy games that it's recently released. Doom 3 was a steaming pile, although PC Gamer gave Doom 3 like a 90%. A lot of the things that it said about Doom 3, they said about Quake 4. Repetitive, no new innovations. It seems like don't bother buying Quake 4, even though I just...
If Doom 3 were a little shorter, I would have really liked single player mode.
Shorter? I thought it was...
Well, because it was. It was repetitive. Take away some of that. I like the atmosphere. I liked kind of the spooky effects they had going on. Cutesy shadow stuff where they had like the bodies hanging and you saw the kind of swaying back and forth out in front. But
where you walk around the corner and you're supposed to get scared by something under the stairs, and even if like you're being wary and you're like, dude, there's probably something under the stairs, and you're like looking at it and shoot or whatever, it doesn't do anything. The thing pops out and hits you anyway. The first part of that game would have been half as long as it was. The second board, when you're in hell, is really, really sweet. And the third board, which is kind of an amalgam of hell and the first one, was a lot more entertaining than the first section.
Well, with Doom 3, it was a game that you could only play one time through anyways. It didn't have a lot of replay value.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the preset scares, you weren't going to be surprised the second time through.
Next topic.
Let's do what's new at Dream Station. Tons of reviews went up. Punisher for the Xbox, Urban Reign for the PlayStation 2, Donkey Kong 2 for the GameCube, Fable for the PC, Radius Stories for the PS2, Grip Shift for the PSP, Frantics for the PSP, and Dungeon Siege 2 have all been reviewed in the last week. DreamStation.cc, and you can read the full reviews.
Do they more like user-sent reviews?
I would. That's a good point. I would like to get more audio comments and more audio reviews from users. A couple weeks ago, we had the guy send in the Nintendox review. I believe we have an audio question this week.
Next topic.
So the California video game bill has been signed into a law by the governor. Really brief background on this. Leland Yee, violent video game bill to try and prevent video games that are being viewed as, quote, violent from getting into the hands of minors. It was signed into law by Schwarzenegger over in California.
The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn.
Now, the wording was something to the effect of virtually inflict serious injury upon images of humans or characters with substantially human characteristics in a manner which is especially heinous, cruel, or depraved, and that it's involving torture or serious physical abuse to the victim. Because that's so vaguely worded, is walking up to someone, shooting him in the head, and then leaving, I mean, that's not heinous, that's not torture, that's not cruel or depraved, but I would assume that, you know, blood, and I show you somebody that got shot in the head and brain spews out the other side. Would still probably fall under this law. Because it was signed, basically a $1,000 fine for each violation to retailers who sell these violent video games to minors. And the reason that it's such a big deal, Illinois and Michigan have already tried to pass laws like this. California is a big deal because that's where the majority of the tech and video game companies live. It has a much larger population, and it's kind of the United States entertainment mecca. Governor signed it. The ESA, the Entertainment Software Association, that's like the collaboration, represents all the software makers, all the video game companies. They will file another lawsuit in response to this because of a violation of their First Amendment rights. And they said, you know, again, these laws in the past have been shot down in the courts as being unconstitutional. And they're just telling, stop wasting taxpayer money. So now that I've spit out all the facts, does anyone have anything else to even say about it that hasn't already been said?
Yes, Arnold is a hypocrite. He is the very symbol of violent media. I mean, this man defines all things violent. Yeah, when yes. I was a teenager, you know how many, I saw every single rated R Arnold Schwarzenegger movie multiple times over.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
Bought the VHSs, right. Snuck into the theaters. Now he's saying that we can't do this. Oh, you hypocrite. I have to pee. I kind of wet myself.
Tom will be back in a minute.
Chris,
but
you got a competition for the brand of the week.
I agree with him. I mean, I think some Bob may have said it. You know, when the Terminator has decreed that violence is bad, we have a serious problem in our society.
I swear I will not kill anyone.
Is killing a robot or an alien, even if it's super gory and green blood and chunks spray everywhere? If it's an alien, it's not a human. Is that okay? Again, you're not torturing them, or you're not being heinous or cruel or depraved.
Half the blood fixes in the video games now to make it less violent or the non-gory mode, all it does is change the red to green when you're killing somebody,
right.
And all of a sudden he's a zombie. He's not a human. Zombie.
Yeah, just change the M rating to be 18 instead of 17. One measly year. Get rid of the adults-only rating and poof, your problem solved. Walmart, Best Buy, Target, Kmart, all these places that sell these games, they don't want to have the bad rap of being a what would be the word?
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of the women.
Bumblefoot's just waiting for a law like this to get passed. He sees this as like his big payoff. This is his big payday. He's going to finally be able to bring all this litigation on the retailers who are video gaming.
That's exactly right, and he's going to get a cut every time this goes to court because some company is going to try and sue a video game company, and Jack Thompson is going to say, yeah, hey, cool, I'll defend you, and I'll only take, you know, $30 billion.
Re-say that again, but don't use his name.
Oh, that's right. I can't mention him. Bumblefoot, the insignificant. And I guess if you are a new listener, Bumblefoot is what we called Florida lawyer Jack Thompson. The guy's an idiot. We don't want to give him any more credibility, any more publicity. I only mention who he is every once in a while because people ask and say, what are you even talking about? So new listeners, welcome aboard. I've had a couple people say like, hey, I like your podcast. I just started listening and I'm completely lost and completely confused. If you go to our forums, there is an FAQ that spells out some of this back history with the ham sandwich and with Bumblefoot. All that's in there. And again, at any time, can email us and we will answer your questions. So,
next topic.
The Xbox 360 launch titles were announced. Kind of. It was announced there will be 15 to 20 Xbox 360 launch titles, titles that are available to be purchased on November 22nd, the day the new Xbox will come out. Only 8 of them have been named. Project Gotham Racing 3, Cameo, Perfect Dark Zero, Madden, NBA Live, Tiger Woods, Golf, Need for Speed, Most Wanted, FIFA. That's pretty weak. They're all games that are going through the ratings process, and that's why only these 8 have been confirmed. This is what Microsoft is saying. But let's face it, out of those games, I mean, there was numbers on the end of every single one of them. None of this stuff is really innovative or new. Okay, Cameo maybe, sort of, kind of, maybe Perfect Dark Zero, even though it is a sequel. It's been a while since they've done anything with it. The other 8 to 20 of them that are going to be announced.
Are they bundling any with the 360?
Like official Microsoft bundles? I don't think so. You know, they have those crazy GameStop bundles like you guys talked about, the Omega Dell bundle last week. The console itself does not come with like a real game. I guess the hard drive may have some sort of little puzzly game on it or something, but no. But I just think those 8 100% confirmed launch titles, I'm not too pumped for it. I mean, I've already played all of these games on the current generation of Xbox. Project Gotham Racing sounds pretty good. Call of Duty 2 might be decent on the Xbox just because it's been a graphics update. If the Xbox 360 is sold out on launch day and I don't manage to get one, I don't think I'm going to lose much sleep over it.
I don't think I'm going to lose much sleep if I don't even get one. The best they have to offer is sequels because they're too unoriginal to make up any new games.
And I mean, to be fair, that's absolutely correct.
No, there's no to be fair.
That's not Microsoft's fault. Microsoft's given the hardware. I don't really have a problem with Microsoft for this. What you said is exactly true. All of these games, the majority of them are EA, and EA is known for its new innovations in gaming. Every year they come out with completely different games than they came out last year.
That's a little sarcasm for you there, folks. Like I said, Call of Duty 2 looks pretty good. Gears of War can be good. There's going to be decent games, but the 8 that they confirmed as of the recording of the show, Madden year after year, it's getting old. Let's get some innovation.
Stop making their eyes look like a taxid. They're like, you know, the stuffed Fido, the stuffed dog. They're not glass orbs. Stop having the lights reflect off them, you know, no matter where they are.
I just find it funny that Keith's major complaint with next-gen systems is taxidermy eyes. That's what he's all up in arms about.
The best they have to offer is sequel to the games that are already crap.
The games don't look very next-gen. I wasn't floored by anything I saw, any of the trailers of any of the new games. The only thing that we were really excited about was that one Sony demo that ended
Killzone.
Up being pre-rendered anyway. Yeah.
I have seen the trailer for the Metal Gear Solid 4, and it does look really good. And again, I have my doubts if that was pre-rendered or not. They're claiming that it is not. If it's not,
it's probably just the cinematics.
It looks like it. It really, really does. You guys should, if you get a chance, check it out. If that's really what PlayStation 3 is going
to
look like, then yes, okay. The expensive $700 console, people actually have a reason and justification for buying it.
Here's a challenge for the show. Do you think we could do, maybe like next week, do a whole show where we say only positive things?
I positively hate Nintendo. There you go. See, it's easy.
Nintendo's the only one that like I'm not wanting to spit on.
Because they're not doing anything.
Well, we're going to get to Nintendo in a minute, too.
Next topic.
Halo, our favorite game. Speaking of being positive, the movie we're going to talk about here. The movie gets a major name. Peter Jackson, he did famous movies like Bad Taste and Dead Alive and something with some hobbits and some big gorilla or something. He is going to be the executive producer of the Halo movie. Not the director, the executive producer. We all know Peter Jackson is a huge Halo player. He's ranked in the top 5 worldwide for Halo 2 Online. Peter Jackson,
he's probably going to not have a whole lot to do with that.
If you're an executive producer, didn't you put up the money for it? I mean, isn't that...
The producer who was involved in the overall producer. Production and its finances and not involved in any technical aspect. Arranges financing, may not be directly involved with day-to-day production of the film.
So really, the fact that Peter...
control over anything.
Right, the fact that Peter Jackson did some super huge movies doesn't mean Jack, because he's a producer. He has nothing to do with the movie at all, aside from writing a check somewhere. Then I'll just throw in my ironic fact that the Halo Microsoft movie will be made, and all the CG will be done on Linux servers to render all of it.
Next topic.
Jay Allard says Sony should be nervous. Microsoft had an event in Amsterdam, X05. Allard and some other MS execs spewed forth a variety of quotes that we can comment on and make fun of. Talked about the two SKUs and, you know, the fact that Xbox 360 will have one version with the hard drive and one version without. Allard said it doesn't have much impact on consumers or developers. There's no game on the 360 that you can't play without a hard drive. The new Elder Scrolls. We're already hearing from developers that the lack of the hard drive is hurting things, and if there isn't any difference in whether there is a hard drive or not, then why even have one? Japan only has the hard drive version. Well, then why not just do it over here? So he's basically blowing more smoke up people's hindquarters. To reiterate, please don't waste your money and tell mom and dad not to waste their money on the hard drive-less Xbox 360. If you're not going to get the one with the hard drive, don't bother.
Well, actually, that assumes that the Japanese are actually going to buy the Xbox, so...
There will be 10 or 15 Xboxes sold in Japan, and all of them will have the hard drive. He did go on to say that it is about a money-making business. Of the 22 million Xboxes that were sold current generation, 5 or 10 million people don't care about the hard drive, so they're putting this hard drive in there that's costing Microsoft money. Basically, to paraphrase, and out of all your customer base, about a quarter, 25 to 45% of them don't want this feature, so we're going to make a broad decision and get rid of it entirely because 25 to 45% of them don't like it. So it's like opposite democracy, which is interesting.
I think you're looking for the word oligarchy, where
what?
It's ruled by few.
There you go. It's an oligarchical decision that Microsoft has made.
Absolutely.
The hard drive is going to be detachable. It's going to be the smaller laptop variety. Microsoft's reasoning is that those hard drives cost more. It's not just a regular old PC hard drive like they have in the current generation of Xbox, where it's a big bulky thing that takes a bunch of power. Speaking of the hard drive, though, if you buy the hard drive, it will have content on it. A free album. They're calling it a soundtrack. Comes with some
so
video
it's only
content.
A 15 gigabyte hard drive. That's all the that's on it.
Jay Allard's reasoning was that it's no fun when you go to videos in your Xbox 360 and there aren't any videos there. Much like when you buy a new computer and you have to delete all of the content that's currently on it and start from scratch.
Here they go again with trying to make this a media center. This is only the beginning, man. We're going to see them try to push more media, video, and audio content down onto gamers through these next-gen boxes.
FYI, Chris, I went and looked at what laptop hard drives cost, and that pretty much is about dead on. 20 gigabyte, 4200 RPM hard drive, and it's $80.
That's correct. I'm not denying that these hard drives do cost this much. We had said before, like, why the crap does a hard drive cost this much money? Fine, it's the laptop. Laptop hard drives are designed a little bit differently, a little bit less power consumption. They need to be jiggled around a lot more than your standard desktop hard drive. I'm not putting my hard drive in my pocket and bringing it over your house. He ripped on Sony. He said that the Xbox 360 launch lineup looks great. My comment is that, yes, all 8 of the confirmed games are already on the current-gen console, so good job. Sony has some cool-looking movies, this is what Allard is continuing to say. The pictures of their consoles, however, don't show any ventilation holes. That's his argument.
Your picture can't breathe, man! Your picture can't breathe!
They haven't shown anything, is basically what he's getting at. He also did say, we have got a kick-ass online service that just got better.
I just want him to be spending all of his time with the product teams, making sure that it gets out the door in a timely manner for a good price.
Rather than commenting on the ventilation holes. Your characters are going to die in that little sealed-off box. What are you doing? Solid Snake won't be able to breathe.
Next topic.
Briefly, we're going to waste our time and degrade ourselves talking about the Origin360.com viral marketing thing.
No, don't even talk about it.
No?
Skip it.
Okay.
Next topic.
Microsoft is in cahoots with modders. A few months back, SmartXX, which is a modding site, had somehow attained leaked photos of the Xbox 360 motherboard because they somehow attained 3 development kits. Turns out that Microsoft was in it with this SmartXX to catch folks who stole the dev kits. 10 development kits were stolen from storage in Germany. 3 or 4 of them were sold to the SmartXX company. SmartXX bought them and then contacted Microsoft and they cut a deal. Because Microsoft doesn't like SmartXX. SmartXX makes mod chips. Again, mod chips will allow you their little piece that you stick in, say, your Xbox current generation Xbox, you solder a couple wires together, and now you can put your own hard drive in, you can put emulation on there, you can play anything you need to do, you can just do it. You don't have to buy games, you can copy them. We don't condone stuff like that, but that's what sites like this do. They sell these mod chips, so Microsoft hates that. So now Microsoft and them made a deal. Microsoft allowed the pictures to be leaked to make the value of the development kits go down, because if everyone knows what it looks like, then it's not as big of a deal. They also wanted to lure these folks out who stole the dev kits in the first place out into the open. The ploy worked. More development kits were stolen in September. The whole problem with this was that no one was actually caught. They just were like, oh crap, more of our dev kits were stolen.
Tough luck, Star Ranger. I knew you couldn't win.
Microsoft has publicly denied being in cahoots with SmartXX, and the representative of the SmartXX actually has documents proving that Microsoft is paying lawyers and other stuff like that for this company. Microsoft doesn't want to be associated with the companies because it's fighting against these companies. Doesn't want to give the sign that piracy is okay. All of this information was from Xbox Scene's website. Just irony, I guess.
Well, it's no different than like the RIAA, who on one hand say they can't stand music piracy, and on the other hand are in cahoots with the piracy services using them as marketing metrics to see what's popular and what's not.
That's a good point.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
It's either going to get modded now or it's going to get modded once they release it. So, you know.
Next topic.
Nintendo's Wi-Fi innovations. All right, the Wi-Fi push for the DS. Wi-Fi, for those of you not in the know, wireless fidelity. Going to be worldwide Wi-Fi internet access. They will have a little USB thingy. It's called a dongle. Over in Europe, they call them a HASP. But you can plug in this USB thing into your computer, and this little USB thing will become kind of a Wi-Fi router so that your DS will actually be able to get out onto the internet and stuff, which is really, really pretty cool. It will ship with Mario Kart DS. The whole package together will be $52. I think that's pretty reasonable. I mean, DS games are about $30 to $40, so it sounds like they're charging about $15 for this little USB dongle thing. That's pretty cool.
So is the whole point of this story porn on my DS?
I don't think it's a web browser, so no. PSP, yes, most definitely. What this is really for is that this is going to be a little USB thingy that will allow you to not have to buy a big wireless router. It will probably be specific to the Nintendo, because if it's not, I'm going to be pretty pumped, because I don't want to buy a wireless router. I already have a router. Spent $100 on it. I don't want to spend another $100.
Okay, you're going to send a USB dongle that connects to your DS for what purpose?
The dongle goes into your computer. Your computer's
dongle.
USB.
Oh.
Bob's giggling over dongle. That's why they call it a HASP in Europe. I know stuff. For those that didn't hear this story already, we went to Typhoon Lagoon in Disney, and I have my visor on, and they have showers that basically you rinse your body off when you're done with the chlorine and get it off, whatever. There's English people everywhere, English from England, from the UK, and I just jumped under, you know, squirted the water on me, came back out, and I had my visor on. This little British girl's like, "You still got your cap on, sir?" I don't know. I wish I could record it. She was like five.
Five-year-olds, you know that's polite.
Right.
Excuse me, sir.
No, even like soccer hooligan dude, I dropped the lid for my cup, landed on the ground, and like big tattooed soccer hooligan guy was behind me, and he goes, "All right, mate, you drop your lid," and like he said it, and I just like turned around, and I was like, "Yeah," and he was like all smiley and happy. I'm like, "You're the nicest soccer hooligan I've ever met."
You should have then like
so nice.
We been like Ulster United, and it made him feel at home. Even that's like a real team name.
Anyways, now that we're way off of the Wi-Fi innovations that Nintendo has had, yeah, so $52, we do this all the time. Go way out here and then come back at the end and go, yes, $52 Wi-Fi thing, dongle, good job.
Next topic.
PSP firmware. The PlayStation Portable firmware is currently on 2.0. It's been cracked. Hackers have found a way to remove the latest firmware and put an older version on the system. So it's been cracked in that you can now take it off and put an older version on. The older version doesn't have some of the security features. You can now do things like play homebrew games, run emulation on it and stuff. It does this through an error in the way...
You can actually play games now?
Yeah, amazingly enough.
You have to have a hacker to allow you to play games on the PSP.
Yeah, I know. The hackers make the life of the gamers better.
PSP shows images. There was an error in the way that the images are being showed. It uses some buffer overrun stuff. That's about as detailed as I'll get into it. Two hacker groups are fighting over who really got this hack and put it out. Who's responsible for it? I'm going to mention neither of them. Yeah, no one really cares. And if you're not getting this podcast Wednesday because our servers have been hacked, we're very sorry.
Next topic.
In a related story, the first virus for the PSP has been found out. Symantec declared Friday that there is the very first official PlayStation portable virus. It's called Trojan PSP Block. What it is that crack we were just talking about downgrading your firmware. Yeah, they say that this is what it is, but really it's a virus. What it does is that if you put this file on there, it will actually delete some of the important system files, rendering your PSP to basically be a brick. Sony will laugh at you because if you try and contact them, they'll say, no, you voided your warranty by trying to mess around with our firmware, and really there's no way to recover your PSP at this point. It's basically impossible to get accidentally or unintentionally. You have to be trying to put homebrew stuff on your PSP, so you probably don't really have to worry about stuff like this. Cartman84 sent me an email saying, hey, talk about the PSP virus, so there you go. See, we listen. DS owners, don't feel left out. In breaking news, there's a DS virus, similar deal, allows you to create a brick out of your handheld system, so if it's technology and it's out in the public, it will be hacked. It's just a matter of time, so Sony has come out with firmware version 2.1 to, of course, make it so that you can't do this one, and then another hacker will break this, and they'll have 2.2, and this fight will go on forever.
How many people who own PSPs actually go to the trouble of updating their firmware?
I do.
You still do it on your neighbors?
Yeah, but here's why. I don't use my PSP for anything, so when a new firmware comes out, I'm like, yes, a reason to turn my PSP on, and I go over to the corner of my house, and I use my neighbor's wireless internet, and I download the thing, and I'm like, yeah, this is cool, I'm downloading stuff off the internet, and then the firmware's updated, and I turn it off and don't use it for another 4 months, so.
Next topic.
While we're on the topic of the PSP and all the horrible issues with it, Madden Football 2006 for the PSP. It's been widely reported that it crashes all the time, especially in franchise mode. Madden Football, for those of you not in the United States, American football video game, super duper popular, sells trillions and billions of dollars every year. Tons and tons of people play it. It's cool though, but even though it crashes, EA has come up with an official workaround solution where you, in order to play your franchise games, you have to go into a specific menu. You can't just like play a game. You have to like go into these three screens and then play your game, and then it won't crash as much.
Can you imagine if there's someone in the world who the only exposure to American media is the DreamStation.cc video game show?
They have a horrible, horrible view of Americans, I'm sure. I mean,
the entire world has a horrible, horrible view of Americans.
There's no possible way we can make it worse, dude. I wouldn't worry about it.
Putzing around and clicked on the DreamStation.cc thing, and that G52 guy just posted a link. Apparently Yahoo is now hosting podcasts as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw that today.
It has the last three episodes we did, 23, 24, and 25.
Our 4,000 or whatever listeners, thank you for listening, is jumping back to this whole Madden for the PSP thing. You can write to the NFL and yell in their ear about EA's Madden franchise. Next week, Midway's Blitz game comes out. It'll be $40, so it's good to come out about 2-3 months into the football season, and about a month or two after I've personally stopped playing football games, you're a little too late, no one cares.
Wait, isn't Blitz the another series, like the extreme series where they do the hard tackles?
Yes, and because they're not associated with the NFL at all now, in addition to hard tackles, cheerleaders are also strippers. You can take the steroids before the game. You have goals like injure this particular player. Oh, there's all kinds of crazy drug-induced gameplay.
I thought all the modes are steroid modes.
Yeah, like Tom said, it's not a baseball game, it's a football game. Penny Arcade had they were talking about this Madden thing, and Tycho basically said, hey, welcome to what PC gamers have had to deal with for years, to console gamers, because console gamers get the games, they slap them in, that's it, that's all she wrote. The games are tested a heck of a lot more, because I can't count the times where we all buy a PC game, we come home, we load it up, and the first thing it does is it downloads the latest patch, and you gotta download this driver, and you gotta fix this and fix that, because it was rushed out to the market, because they know, well, we can get it 95% done, and we'll finish the other 5% with a patch, so we can get it out this week. Console gamers. Apparently, the same thing is happening. The bad news is that there's no patch for this stuff.
Next topic.
Dave Defeat, Source.
I know me, and I'm like a crack addict. I gotta stay away from the smack, because if I start on it, then the semester's dead.
I want to do a pretty brief review of Day of Defeat Source for the PC. Day of Defeat started as a World War II mod for Half-Life. It's very team-oriented, it's smaller teams, so it's not like a Battlefield 2 where they want 100,000 people playing. This is a little bit smaller. This is the remake of this game for the Source engine. The Source engine is the Half-Life 2 graphics engine. There's different points on the map that you have to to capture. Capture them, you just stand next to them for a predetermined amount of time. If you have multiple people, I believe it's a quicker time to capture that flag. And certain areas, certain flags require, let's say, two people from your team have to be there in order to take that flag.
I think it's easier to work as a team in Day of Defeat because the maps are just a reasonable size, whereas the BF2 maps are just ungodly huge. There's something about Half-Life mods where they just feel better as a first-person shooter. Counter-Strike had it, Day of Defeat has it, Natural Selection has it.
There's built-in voice chat, so you're going to talk to your people, and I feel anytime you have voice communication with other people in the game, there's a lot less tendency to be a prick. Unless you're on Xbox Live, then the tendency goes way up for some reason.
So you haven't played with my clan enough. Shout out to the Awful Clan.
It's class-based. There's a class for the sniper gun. There's a class for a rocket. Classes for a short-range and a long-range machine gun. There's a big heavy machine gun that you have to deploy in order to shoot with any kind of accuracy. And there's also limits on the number of, say, sniper classes that can be on each side.
Yeah, that's configurable.
The weapons are pretty balanced for the most part. You know, the slower shooting weapons do more damage. They're a little more accurate. The spam weapons like machine guns and stuff, they don't shoot very far. If a machine gunner guy gets in close corners and turns the corner and you have a one-shot gun, unless that one-shot guy gets a lucky headshot, you're going to die because I'm just going to spam you with bullets and you're gonna croak real quick. The problem right now is that the machine guns are a little bit overpowered, so it does. It needs a little bit of balance. There's also a little bit of problems with the collision detection. If you're laying down in, let's say, a hallway or an alleyway or a doorway, and I'm coming behind you to try and get around you, I get stuck on you and I can't move. In super extreme cases, I have to commit suicide to be able to get by. For the most part, I can jump over. It's just a little bit of a pain in the rear end. My machine had a little bit of problems running it. I have a 2.2 gigahertz PC. It's got a gigabyte of RAM. I have a G4 6600 video card, and I had to dumb down the settings pretty much as low as they'd go. I also had to trick the box into thinking that it was running DirectX 7 instead of DirectX 9 to get a good frame rate. Once I did all that, the game runs pretty smooth. It runs really good. Like Tom said, it has a good feel to it. The good parts, the good graphics, even with all that stuff dumbed down, the game looks nice. Smooth gameplay. The game is fairly balanced for the first time out. You know, they're going to tweak that with time. The game's $20, so, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. It's not going to be God's gift to gaming, but it's very, very well done. I really enjoyed it. There's only the four maps. They're all remakes of the first game. There are some minor tweaks. They're removed doors. They have a couple different ways to get to where you're going. It, like Tom said, it feels pretty good. It needs some more maps. The current state, I would give it an 8, maybe an 8.5. If they fix some of the smaller bugs, the collision detection, they add some more maps, I would give this game a 9 or a 9.5. I really think that it's very skill-based. It's not as spammy as, say, Unreal Tournament or Quake.
It is online play. I mean, it is one of these multiplayer online games that you're not going to play a single-player game with it.
Next topic.
Fact or crap. We have one fact and two craps this week. I'll jump right into it. It is legal to mod your PlayStation 2 in Australia. Number two, Dave Chappelle had his spiritual breakdown a couple months ago. Well, it wasn't because he was stressed out. It was because actually he was addicted to World of Warcraft. And number three, Master Chief will be a secret character in the Dead or Alive 4 fighting game. So again, modding your PlayStation 2 in Australia, Dave Chappelle having a Warcraft addiction, and Master Chief in Dead or Alive. One of them is a fact, of them are crap.
I'll say the Australia modding thing.
So Keith is saying it is legal to mod your PS2 in Australia. Okay. And Bob?
I'll say that's crap, and also the Dave Chappelle thing is probably crap.
So Bob is saying that Master Chief
will be a playable character in Dead or Alive, whatever.
Okay. And lastly, Tom.
Wait, I'm saying Australia's crap because don't they have very harsh video game laws? Aren't they draconian over there when it comes to gaming?
Things like Grand Theft Auto are banned in Australia, yes.
Yeah, so I'll say that's crap. I'm going with Dave Chappelle because didn't I send that to you?
Yes, you did. In Rolling Stone. Here's the thing, though. It said it on a couple of forums that, yes, it's in Rolling Stone, but it's one of those, like, nobody can prove it, nobody scanned in anything. What happened was, I'm saying this is crap. So this fact or crap this week might be under protest, because I'm claiming that Dave Chappelle was not addicted to World of Warcraft, and that's why he had his little breakdown.
Wrong. You're right. Cheat and you're wrong?
Wait a minute.
What had happened was, Dave Chappelle, on a few different occasions, has known to play World of Warcraft. He's even mentioned in a couple articles that, you know, what video games are you currently playing? And he said, yeah, I'm pretty addicted to World of Warcraft right now. He sees in World of Warcraft there are people called, like, I'm Rick James and stuff like that, so he got a kick out of it. That's crap. Dave Chappelle's spiritual breakdown was because of he's stressed out, not because of World of Warcraft. It's fact that it's legal to mod your PS2 in Australia.
There was a whole big thing about it. I win.
I'm proud of you, son.
Sony was fighting this one in court, and Sony actually lost.
West. Australia has declared, nah, dude, it's your PS2. You can do whatever you want with it. It's under fair
use.
Yeah, so
precedent, baby. All you have to do is carry it over here.
Yeah, the chances of it happening over here are slim to none. And lastly, Master Chief will be a secret unlockable character in Dead or Alive 4. That's crap.
Aww.
Somebody from Halo will be a secret character in Dead or Alive 4 for the Xbox 360. That has been confirmed. What has not been confirmed is who it will be. The strong candidate right now is Cortana, the hologram chick, because that would fit in with the whole Dead or Alive chick theme, you know, jiggly physics and all that other good stuff.
Next topic.
And in the mailbag, I have an audio file that I'm going to insert from some person whose name I forget. He's DDR Master something on our forums.
Yeah. I have a thing I'm going to insert that from a person I don't know about a thing I can't pronounce. Have fun! Good luck in this!
What you guys need to do is, if you're going to send me an audio comment, please be sure to, in the audio, say your name and say where you're from. This particular person did not.
Well, Chris, I was just wondering if you could put the instructions for the plywood DDR mat that you have up onto the DreamStation.cc site. Thanks.
I guess I had mentioned at one point that I had a plywood DDR mat. I don't have instructions written out and plans as to how to build those, but I will do my best effort to try and write those up or type them up with measurements and stuff so you guys, too, can build your own plywood DDR mat for Dance Dance Revolution. I can't promise when it will be done, though, but thank you for sending your question. Hey, guys, I listen to the podcast from Ireland, and I gotta say it's great. Keep it up. Anyways, my question is, what console are you guys getting for the next gen? Thanks, hope you read this out loud on the show. P.S. Soccer/football does not suck. From Andrew. So what console are you guys getting next generation? I think the answer is none of them. you guys jump in here.
I'm not wasting my money on that.
Even the Nintendo Revolution is a next gen console. That is one
of
the
options. That's not coming out for like a year.
Next gen consoles I'm considering is PS3, Xbox 360, and the Revolution.
Then I'll probably pick up a Revolution.
Yeah, I consider Bob? PC upgrade a... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm taking Bob's time.
No.
I really don't have anything
continue.
To say, and I have no money.
I'm probably just going to dump money onto a PC upgrade rather than a console.
I really thought about it, because, I mean, $600 would get me into the realm of good PC. So I may agree with Tom. Bob apparently has said he has no money. He's not getting a next-gen console.
Well, if that's an option, then I'm going to do that. You said next-gen console.
No, Keith, because you're going to have money. You're like 2 months away from having money. So you have
Dude, I'm a week away from having money.
I will say all three of them, because I'm an idiot.
Well, you have to. One
yes,
of
you
have
are.
Since the poll of the crew here is stated that Keith's possibly getting a Revolution, that leaves me to purchase all the remainder, which should be the Xbox and the PlayStation 3. So as far as soccer, sucking or not sucking, I will just say this blanket statement that in the United States, soccer doesn't mean a whole lot. It's up there with NHL hockey. Which
hey, don't
I
rip on
like
NHL hockey like that.
No, come on now. Let's be honest. I like hockey just as much as the next guy, but in the grand scheme of things, America doesn't give a crap about hockey.
Unless you live in Detroit.
For those that didn't know, aren't aware, the hockey season's back. It's about a week into it.
To be fair, I hate all professional sports. That makes you feel any better.
So, Andrew, it's nothing personal. To each his own, man, whatever. And our last email this week is from Andy Pritchard in the UK. Hey, just listening to your great podcast, and it occurred to me how Microsoft maybe is intending to sort out the HD DVD problem. I think what they will do for existing 360 owners is to offer a discounted DVD/Blu-ray drive, which would be added via like a USB port to the Xbox 360. Of course, all the new 360s come with a HD DVD drive fitted as standard once the drive decision is made. And that's a very good possibility, but they're going to make more money if they're going to make us buy it over again. Rumors are floating that the PSP is going to have a better version that has more internal memory, maybe even a hard drive. Stuff like this bothers me because you get kicked in the groin for being an early adopter. That wasn't really a question, so I guess unless you guys have any comments on that one, we're done.
Not so much, no.
Okay.
Next topic.
So, you were listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews. I think Bob said that we have cashews on there somewhere. I'll have to look for those a little later. Our downloadable show archive, etc. Float us an email for some questions and comments. We do also accept audio files. Video game show at DreamStation.cc. If you want to vote for us, Podcast Alley, that would be cool. Apparently, as Keith has said, Yahoo now has podcasts, Winamp. Hey, wherever you see us, just give us a thumbs up if you like it. If you don't, well, whatever, then stop listening. We don't need you anyways.
If you like us, give us props. If you don't...
And we hope you will join us again same time next week. Thank you guys for being on the show. That was show 13.
I can't imagine a world without Mario. That's not a world I want to live in.
Not a world any of us want, Tom.